Sports Wrap.
Sports Wrap.
With Tholakele Mganga.
Well, let's lighten the load a little bit. Tholakele Mganga, EWN sports journalist, in the studio with us. Tholakele, Curry Cup final this weekend.
Yes, Mandy, I know it's not as exciting for you compared to last week when you guys were all excited about the United Rugby Championship. But for the Pumas and the Griquas, it's quite a big one. The Pumas have never won this tournament, while the Griquas haven't won it since 1970. So you can imagine how exciting it is for their fans and their supporters to look forward to this week. But also, it's been a bit of a discussion started by Gerts Moore by saying, in a sense, is the Curry Cup being devalued amid the United Rugby Championship? And of course, now we know that five of the South African teams will be playing in the European Champions Cup. So where does the Curry Cup fall within the South African calendar, where it will have center stage without having to deal with the other franchises? Then Gerts Moore also argued that because the URC and the competition were running at the same time, they didn't get a chance to play their best teams. And as a result, the likes of the Lions, the Sharks and Western Province weren't able to be in the latter stages of the competition because their focus is on the full URC rather than the Curry Cup.
SAFA elections taking place this weekend. I mean, you start laughing before I even get there. But, you know, Danny Jordaan's been in the job for, he's going for his third term. You know, the ANC had this big issue about three terms. Riela Dwaba is challenging him. She was in, she was out, she was in, she
was out. Even yesterday, the SAFA Vembe region tried to ask for a postponement of the elections that was struck off the roll for the lack of urgency. Last week, we know we had the extraordinary SAFA Congress, where a lot of the females within SAFA were saying that, no, they back President Danny Jordaan. All roads look like he will get that third term. He's saying that he still needs more time to revamp South African football.
Something, more time? Anyway,
let him do it. He can renew the organization exactly. He can renew the organization.
And then Wimbledon starts.
Yes, Serena Williams, she's found out who she's going to face. Remember, she has a wild card into this tournament. Yeah. She takes on Harmony Tan in the first round. Novak Djokovic, he'll take on Koo Sung Woo in his first round. He's aiming for an eighth Wimbledon title. Of course, we know Mr. Rafael Nadal. He's trying to do number three of possibly four of the calendar Grand Slam.
And he's just had a foot operation.
He says he's fully recovered, so we'll see where we're going. But also, there's no South Africans in terms of the men's draw. Kevin Anderson, of course, we know that he's retired. But Lloyd Harris is out for the remainder of the year after undergoing wrist surgery.
Tholakele, thank you so much. Tholakele Mganga, EWN sports journalist, having a look at the weekend sport coming up.